That's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Samantha is back from the leisure lounge and, wow, bearing gifts of an extraordinary kind. We have a beautifully framed Life and Style logo embroidered on, it looks like blue velvet almost.
It was the closest we could get to cyan blue, which is the color of your logo.
Yeah.
And that is a cyan blue velvet.
It is velvet.
Yes, and that happens to be the same velvet that will be on the two chairs that are being delivered to the studio at 9:30 this morning.
And tell us all about that. Why are there two chairs coming to the studio at 9:30 today at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito?
Because we want the public to know that we exist in Ballito. And so we subtly embroidered some scatter cushions at, say, Leisure Lounge.
Wow.
And they'll be placed on these beautiful blue chairs that obviously work with your general aesthetic, with your color scheme. And we'll be placing them on the stoop outside on a beautiful black and white outdoor rug.
Wow.
With a little side table. We'll put some of our brochures in there so that when people walk past, hopefully they say, wow, look at these beautiful chairs I've never seen before.
I got to tell you something, and I'm saying this absolutely honestly. You know, this week, our dear Tiara Governor said we're going to go to Leisure Lounge and we're going to show folk where it is, because it's not in the Ballito CBD. You've got
to
take a little bit of a drive to North Point. And I said to her, you know what? I've never been to North Point. I kind of know where it is, but I've never been because, and I think that's a lot of people in Ballito.
Absolutely.
So off we set, and Tiara was filming the whole thing, and it was very pleasant and very quick drive.
Hop and a skip and you're there. You don't even need a trail of breadcrumbs. You can make your way there and find your way back.
But the thing is, when we arrived at this setting, I had firstly no idea that it was so well established, and it's like a little portal it's huge, and it's gorgeous. But when we walked into Leisure Lounge, it was like walking into a fantasy world of comfort and luxury. Mm. And I said this, I was like, wow. Literally.
And it's warm, isn't it?
It's
beautiful.
It
feels like home. It doesn't feel like steel and glass and like this sort of over-the-top showroom. It feels homely, and that's what we wanted.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because it doesn't feel like a showroom. Mm. It feels like a collection of lovely, comfortable furniture that invites you to almost stay, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gladly stayed all day. It was cool and comfortable and beautiful. And really, it was the fact that you've got a little coffee shop neighbor.
Did you have a coffee?
No, we didn't, because we were pressed for time. We wanted to get back and edit the video. So,
because you were so enthusiastic about it.
I was.
Yes.
Did you see? I was enthusiastic about the material, the samples.
Absolutely.
There were so many different
types
of... I had no idea that there were so many fabrics available.
That your couch could be so many different shades of blue.
Yeah. I mean, so many different. It's extraordinary. And it's extraordinary how different materials change the
look and feel of the couch.
The same piece in different upholstery looks a completely
different piece. Isn't it nuts? And you know, now with AI, which we've really embraced as a business, we get people that come into our showroom and in their mind, they kind of know what they want, but in order for them to sign the dotted line, pay the money and take the next step forward, they've got to be sure that this green tartan print is going to look fabulous on my 3.5 seater couch. And so we're able to take a photo of the fabric design, and we can then reupholster an image digitally with that fabric to allow our customer to see what the end result's going to look like, and then their mind is just blown.
Yeah, I think the idea that CGI and virtual reality and
it's amazing.
Things have changed the world we live in.
It has.
For the better.
Yeah.
In this case, of course, you can see things. There's nothing quite like the final result, because
exactly.
That's always gorgeous, I hope. You know, one always lives in hope. But knowing the reputation of Leisure Lounge, I'm sure that is the case. What surprised me, and I think it surprises a lot of folk, is the sort of availability of different styles and permutations.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you can pretty much if you can think it, if you can imagine it, you can have it. That is unusual.
And that is Leisure Lounge. So we like to call ourselves magicians, if you will. Yeah. Sometimes you've got a customer will come in and they'll have hopefully a picture, but sometimes they don't. But they'll be able to describe more or less what they want, or they saw it in a magazine or something. And often we've made it before, but if we haven't, we're able to do a drawing and help sort of conceptualize what it is that you want. But in our showrooms, for somebody that doesn't really have a clue, but they'll know when they see it.
Yeah.
They can come into a showroom and see a large range of our more popular styles. But I mean, our showroom's only 260 square meters. We can only showcase so much in there. But if you go onto our website, you'll see that our range is far greater than what we actually showcase in our showroom.
And I wanted to ask you, if you have a space and it is a certain dimension of space available, and you've seen a piece that you love, but it won't fit into that space.
Yes.
Is it possible to take the idea of the piece and to custom build it to the space?
Yeah. Absolutely. Our biggest sellers actually are corner suites. You know, if you go to an average retailer, they'll sell a corner suite in a left orientation or a right orientation, but that is how it comes. Mm. You've got to try and make it work in your space.
And that's often a problem.
That is often a problem. And then people will say, well, I'd love the corner suite, but it's maybe just 30 centimeters too long on the side or 2 centimeters too short. So what we do is we tell our customer, take a photo. Take a photo of your space, measure the walls where you ideally would like your corner suite, and we'll build one to fit that space.
And is that much more expensive because it's a custom job?
No. It would only be more expensive if the design, like the actual modules, were completely different to an existing design that we have. With corner suites, you pay per seat, really. Yeah. So if you wanted the one side to be 10 seats by 5 seats, you just basically pay in multiples of modules, and then you can choose to have a day bed on the one side or a day bed on both sides. Maybe you want it as a U-shape. Maybe you want to have a storage ottoman on the one side and an arm on the other side. You tell me, what do you want?
Okay.
And it's my job to build it for you in the degree of comfort that you want. You would have seen at Leisure Lounge, you can have different types of cushions to sit on. You know, you don't just have to have the stock standard foam seat. You could have one with feathers on the inside. You could have one with Unicurl. You could have a soft foam, a medium foam, a hard foam. You tell me, and I will make that a reality for you.
Are there trends that you follow? In other words, I know that certain fashion styles come and go.
Absolutely.
And at one stage, it was very fashionable to have the kind of typical Art Deco furniture, which disappeared years and years ago. Then it came back.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? And then those pieces were highly sought after, and there was almost a trend to manufacture to the Art Deco. And now I think the fashion has changed again.
Absolutely. So our showrooms, we generally showcase our more traditional styles, the ones that just sell year and year and year on it. They don't date.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a number of clients who want the more modern look or what's on trend. Those are more our clients that come with a decorator or a decorator who's coming on behalf of the client.
So you will work to spec like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what's very fashionable now are round couches. So a round curved 3 or 4 seater couch, or a round occasional chair, or a round one which swivels. We get a lot of clients, mainly through decorators, who've seen a couch that looks like, you know, like a bubbly slab of chocolate.
Yeah.
With the big, big, over-the-top sort of quilting detail. We do a lot of that lately because people see these magazines and they want to replicate that. Although we do always say this is a trend, it will be short-lived.
Yeah.
But the person who wants that couch, they don't mind.
Uh-huh.
They want to pay for something that's outrageous and out there. And then another thing that's really popular at the moment is modular furniture. So like I mentioned with the corner suite, buying a couch that's made up of individual modules to allow you to change the orientation of your couch. Today it can be linear, tomorrow it can be shaped like an L, the next day you could change the orientation of your modules to be in a U shape. So that seems to be very popular at the moment. And then obviously with that goes trends in terms of fabrics, because a fabric, as you've already seen, can change the whole look and feel of the couch.
And it does. And what particularly impressed me is the technology woven into some of the more popular fabrics, where
Absolutely.
You literally you can abuse it,
hmm.
and it'll come up like new again, clean. That is interesting because in the past, if you had lavish upholstery fabric that got a little stain on
it, you put a blanket over it so no one could touch the fabric.
It ruined the piece. The piece was ruined. And no matter what you did, you knew that it was ruined, and that was a heartbreak for so many people. Now that's with the advent of this technology that weaves magic into the fabric, it's kind of...
And if you go to an average furniture retailer, in order to keep the price tag price as low as possible, when you buy a couch, it's going to be a stock standard upholstery with a high rub count. So with friction, it's not going to pull, but that's what you get. If you're lucky, they'll be able to upsell you to Scotch Guard it. But Scotch Guarding really is only a surface treatment. It's the spray that's put on the couch at the end in order to make it stain resistant. But once you've deep cleaned that couch three times, that Scotch Guarding is gone. Oh. And they don't tell you that. But at Leisure Lounge, if you've got kids and dogs and cats and there's high traffic in that area, that's when we guide you to choose the right fabric that's already got that Scotch Guarding stain resistant technology built into the yarn for your couch. Or maybe you have an atrium, a big sunny window where your couch is going to be. It's our job to ask you those questions.
Is sun still problematic for
us? It is still problematic for most couches. If it isn't, and I mean, our Durban sun is harsh. So if the couch is going to be in a sunny window, then we would say to you, right, there's actually patio-grade fabric now.
Oh, so you could use it indoors as well. Yeah. Doesn't look like...
It's an indoor fabric that is made to be UV-resistant. Oh. If it's going to be on an actual patio, then we would give you an outdoor fabric. And like I mentioned in our last interview, outdoor fabric has changed so much over the years. It used to be very canvassy and almost crispy and rough against your skin. But nowadays, with the technology that's available, if I had an outdoor fabric and an indoor fabric, often I can't tell the difference. But I know that my outdoor fabric, the stain resistance is great. It's durable. It's not going to fade. It's not going to pull. If I've got kids, cats and dogs, I'm probably going to steer you in that direction. Some people also say, I want leather. And then we have to ask, well, where is this leather couch going? Because the same story goes. If that leather couch is in a sunny window, it is going to fade. The average salesperson at a retail store is not going to ask you these questions. That's why you would have found at Leisure Lounge in Ballito, Robin is amazing. She's a saint. As a matter of fact, our sales staff are all amazing. But we are so careful with how we select our sales team because they're not your average salesperson. They have to ask you the questions because what we are selling is a bespoke item. It's not a black or white piece. You can have it in blue or green. That's it. Take it or leave it. Can I have your money? You'll get your couch in 6 weeks. Not at Leisure Lounge. We have to help guide you to choose the couch that is right for you, for your lifestyle, for your home, for your space.
I'm sold. Now, for those that are still wondering where in this area they'll be able to actually physically come to visit and see for themselves,
yes,
give us a quick once again, where are you?
We are at North Point Development, which is probably about, 4Ks or so from here. You literally drive that you're going towards Hollow Trails, and instead of going left to Hollow Trails, you go right. And we're inside that development. And we are open Monday to Saturday. We even open on public holidays. A lot of people say to us, why did you choose there? It's so far. It's so out of the way. But Dave, you've been into a retail store like me in a sales position like I am. It's my job to do market research and make sure that I visit our competition, right? To make sure that we are ahead of the game. And often when you go to retailers, they're in shopping malls, right? And I've been guilty of it. I'll go into a shopping mall and I'll see a furniture store and I'll go inside and mull about because I'm waiting for my lunch reservation or my movie to start. I'm not serious at buying furniture. And unfortunately, retail staff have cottoned on to this. So you don't necessarily always get the red carpet rolled out, right? Wow. Because you could just be a time waster like me. So that's why we chose. We chose that point.
So it's a destination.
It's a destination. And when you walk in, we know you mean business. We know you want a couch. And we give you that red carpet experience. And we give you the time. So that when you leave there, you know you've made the best decision.
But you won't be hassled.
You'll never be hassled. And you also won't feel
or
like
hustled,
the salesperson is being split five ways between five different people who may not even be serious. You've got that attention to detail and you get the coffee as well. It's a whole experience.
Yeah, and I was there this week and I can say that what you say is correct.
Is correct.
It's a super destination. I would look forward to going back anytime. And, yeah, I'm going to go back because there's so much I didn't see on that first visit, and I would like to come and explore a little more. But if you would like to find out a little bit more and you're in the vicinity of our radio studio, pop past today and have a look at what's coming onto the patio, the deck outside our studio. You'll have an inkling as to how serious we are when we say Leisure Lounge is really something special.
And before I go, Dave, it's very important that I just make mention of the fact that the chairs that are coming today, those are called Ash chairs. That's the design name we've given them, the blue chairs. We're going to be running a competition, Dave, from Monday for the duration of December all the way until the end of January. What we want is for your listeners to come through, have a look at the chairs on the stoop, feel them, touch them, sit in them. Take a photo of yourself, like a selfie, in the chair, or get someone to take a photo of you in the chair, or you, Dave, in the chair. Father Christmas with the blue hat. And then what we want you to do is to post that photo to your Instagram and Facebook stories and tag Leisure Lounge and Life and Style Radio 88 FM. And you could win those, not necessarily those two chairs, because let's be honest, not everybody wants a cyan blue chair times two. But we want the person who wins to have the Leisure Lounge experience that you did. We want to be able to give them two Ash chairs. We've chosen a range of different patterns and prints and colors. They'll come in, whoever wins the two chairs, and they can get their own Ash chairs made with a fabric of their choice in a wood stain of their choice to fit their home.
Wow, that's gorgeous. That's a valuable prize. So all you got to do what is come to the studio, take a snap of yourself in the chair, upload it to Instagram,
Facebook, tag.
All the instructions will be here, so you won't have to worry. And this is going up as a podcast, absolutely, so you can listen again and again and again.
And by tomorrow, we'll have a post on our Facebook, Instagram, and also on your Facebook and Instagram pages, telling the public once again on how they can win those two chairs.
Wow, just beautiful! Christmas is already here, and it's going to be a jolly good one. Thanks, Samantha, for coming in and sharing all that info on the morning show.
It's an absolute pleasure.
And the morning show continues with Bob Marley and the Wailers, and it is reggae on a Thursday.